Listen. Hello? We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the super fans.
But they are who we thought they were.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Next Fan Up podcast. Hi, everybody. It's Pod Vader here, along with my 13-year-old son, Soda Pop. That's right. It's Patriot training camp observation time. And you know what's funny, Soda Pop, is, you know, what's new is old again, or what's old is new again, is really the way that you're supposed to say that. We went to training. We've been going to training camp. This is our 8th annual father-son trip to Patriots training camp. This is the, is this your third appearance recapping our training camp trip?
I don't know if it's the third or the second time.
Well, we recapped our training camp trip last year, which was our first time to a joint camp. And the Patriots were at camp last year versus the Saints. And you know what's funny about that trip is we made note of a particular player on the opposing team. Let's go back in time and hear exactly what we said about that.
Talking about that Patriots first defense, they got owned today.
Yes.
Drew Brees and the Saints offense owned the Patriots DBs. Malcolm Mitchell got beat by Brandon Cooks quite a number of times.
Malcolm Mitchell's a wide receiver.
I'm sorry. I there's too many Malcolms on the Patriots. Malcolm Butler, the Super Bowl hero, got owned by Brandon Cooks.
So there you go, Soda Pop. We were on the Brandon Cooks train before the Brandon Cooks train even existed.
Yeah, I guess we were.
And you know what's funny about how Brandon Cooks owned the Patriots' defensive backs, especially Malcolm Mitchell? Two things are funny about that. One, Brandon Cooks owned the Jaguars' defensive backs at training camp this year, for sure.
Correction, it's not Malcolm Mitchell, it's Malcolm Butler.
Did I say Malcolm Mitchell again?
Yes.
I said Malcolm Mitchell last year, too. What am I can't take it. There's too many Malcolms on the Patriots. Malcolm Butler. So, but let's go back to Brandon Cooks. We'll get to Malcolm Butler in just a second. But I got Malcolm on the mind. Brandon Cooks owned the Jaguars' defensive backs. There was one play he beat both the defensive backs, beat his man one-on-one, then beat the safety coming over for help, but dropped the ball. But then later on in practice, exact same play, beat his man one-on-one.
Back in the end zone.
No, not that one. Beat his man one-on-one, beat the safety coming over, boom, right in the breadbasket, touchdown. Now, they decided because they were doing situational plays that they weren't going to count the touchdown, but they counted it as a first down, reset the ball. Brady literally goes, all right, well, you double covered Brandon. Oh, look, here's Chris Hogan in one-on-one coverage. Had a man draped on him, puts it right where only Chris Hogan could catch it. Another touchdown, huge play. Later on, Brady, once again, looking over the middle, almost looked like he was trying to throw the ball away. And Cooks, who, by the way, looks a lot shorter than 5'11", goes up in the air, grabs the ball one-handed, sort of backhanded, scooped. It was amazing. Just at the highest point, pulls it down one-handed, touchdown again. Brandon Cooks, Soda Pop. I mean, I didn't think this before, but I'm on it. I'm telling you right now, if there is one wide receiver you want from the New England Patriots on your fantasy team, yes, it's Gronk, who had a big drop in practice, but it's Brandon Cooks. This dude is the real deal. Soda Pop?
He was definitely worth that first round pick.
There's definitely no rookie wide receiver that could do the things that we saw Brandon Cooks do in practice today. He looked really good. Let's talk a little bit about Gronk before I move on to Malcolm Butler. Gronk, he really wasn't, you know, everything that I've read, everything that I've heard about training camp, he's been really hype, you know, almost like his wrestling buddy Mojo Rawley. He's been hype, bro. But he wasn't really active today yesterday at training camp. He was just sort of there. He had a big play. He was wide open, dropped the ball. There were a lot of drops. I would say if I was going to rate this particular practice for both teams, it was sloppy.
Yes. Yes. Very sloppy.
Let's talk about sloppy and let's talk about Malcolm Butler, because last year we're at training camp. You heard the clip. He was owned by Brandon Cooks. Malcolm Butler had a bad practice yesterday. That's the only way I could describe it. He was not very good in coverage. He was getting beat by his man. Was it which Allen was beating him? Was it Robinson or Hearns?
It was Hearns because he ended up getting hurt.
Oh, well, so to Pop, come on in and tell us a little bit more about Allen Hearns getting injured.
So it was a play where Malcolm Butler was covering Allen Hearns, and Butler and Hearns, like, got caught up, and they just, like, rolled on the ground, and Hearns just didn't get up. He was getting checked out on the sideline for probably 5-10 minutes, and then finally went back to the locker room, but walking on his own.
Walking gingerly, but no discernible limping. He just was sort of walking casually back to the locker room with a trainer. So I'm sure there'll be more about Allen Hearns. But Malcolm Butler really struggled in coverage. And then, of course, he made it up later on in a drill 11-on-11, making the defensive play of the day with a big interception that came sort of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did come out of nowhere.
Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? I was watching Jimmy Garoppolo very intensely on our drive back home from Patriots training camp, listening to Boston Sports Talk Radio, listening to them talk about Garoppolo and how he doesn't seem to have a fire lit under him. Now, yes, I would love to see Jimmy Garoppolo go out against the twos and the threes and really show how he's head and shoulders above that type of competition. At this point, I would say, based on the way that he was practicing, I would just say he looked comparable to what we were seeing out of Blake Bortles and Chad Henne. Would you disagree or agree with that, Soda Pop?
Agree.
So Garoppolo is definitely competent. He's not Tom Brady, but he's going to be, he's a good quarterback. Let's talk a little bit about that Bortles Henne. I did not notice a discernible difference between the two quarterbacks, which for my boyfriends is not a good thing. I would have liked to see a little bit more separation, like you can clearly see with Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. There was not any discernible difference if Blake Bortles was under center or if it was Chad Henne under center. Bortles was very safe with the football. He did throw that one pick to Malcolm Butler, not Mitchell. By the way, Malcolm Mitchell didn't see him. I don't think he was practicing yesterday. But Malcolm Butler making the big interception on Blake Bortles. Bortles was very safe with the ball. If there's a wide receiver you want on the Jacksonville Jaguars, that wide receiver would be Marquise Lee. Now, I heard a little bit about how he had sort of a up and down practice. I would say he had the practice for the Jacksonville Jaguars, at least on offense, because Bortles could not get anything down the sidelines at all to either Robinson or Hearns or whoever ended up replacing Hearns. I think it was Lee who actually ended up moving to the outside, which was tough for him because then Rashad Green took over the slot duties. You want whoever is the slot receiver on the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's going to rack up a ton of points because Bortles was definitely playing it safe. From the running back perspective, we saw Ivory still getting a lot of run with the ones, at least during this particular practice. Yeldon was getting a lot of run with the ones. Didn't see a lot of Leonard Fournette, which was a little bit of a surprise to me, at least. I thought Fournette would get a lot more run with the ones, especially given the situation, the opportunity to sort of run him out there. Maybe they want to try and hide him a little bit. I don't know. But that's sort of what we saw in terms of Jaguars camp. The Patriots didn't look like they were holding anything back. Normally, I feel like when we go to these camps, they're not showing us their full hand. Yeah. They're sort of hiding things that they'll come out and they'll show you something and then they're going to do something different. I don't think that was the case at this particular training camp. And if it is, wow, I can't wait to see what they got cooked up because they were going. I mean, Brady was tossing them deep all practice long. And as much as I am a critic of Tom Brady and his deep ball throwing, he was on fire in this particular practice. I thought his deep ball looked really, really good. Not much to critique in terms of Tom Brady. In terms of Garoppolo, I still think that while he may not have that fire under his belly, he might be taking the stance of, well, I'm the backup, I'm not going to beat Tom Brady, so he's sort of taking it easy. I don't necessarily know if I need to see Jimmy Garoppolo go out there and try and steal the job from Tom Brady. I don't think I need to see that. What I do want to see, and what I want to see in the first preseason game and the second preseason game, is Jimmy Garoppolo looking a whole lot better. Like, he doesn't belong out on the field with the second and third teamers. He belongs on the field with first teamers. I don't necessarily think I saw that in this particular practice, but I think if you put the same weapons that Brady's getting to throw to around Jimmy Garoppolo, he's going to do just fine. I mean, Devin Lucien, wide receiver for the Patriots, he just looked really good in camp and looked really good in this particular practice too. Had a nice catch on a ball from Garoppolo. But let's face it, Devin Lucien is no Brandon Cooks.
Yes.
All right. Soda Pop, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, it really isn't that big of a deal, but I remember last year we were talking about Tyler Gaffney, which he did nothing in this practice, but he's now on the Jaguars.
Look at that. Yes, we did. I believe last season we were like, oh, Tyler Gaffney. Interesting. If we want to talk about the running backs, good point to bring up, Soda Pop. Thanks for being such a good producer for me. The Patriots running backs, Gillislee was not practicing at this particular camp, so couldn't see much out of him. Burkhead got a lot of run with the ones. Brandon Bolden got a lot of run with the ones. And I don't know if that's to showcase him, to for maybe trade him. I don't know. I mean, we sort of know what Brandon Bolden does. I don't understand quite what that was all about. James White was in the rotation. Deion Lewis was a little bit in the rotation, but not as much as the other running backs. I mean, we saw mostly Burkhead and Bolden running with the ones. White was running a lot with the twos, which I think is also interesting to note. DJ Foster was getting some work, especially with the special teams guys in the return game.
And Cyrus Jones was too.
Well,
he's not running back.
Cyrus Jones better be getting some work with the return game. That's his whole game. But I think Deion Lewis was returning kicks during camp as well. I believe he was the first guy returning kicks, yeah. Was he not?
Yeah.
So it was Lewis.
It was him and Cyrus Jones on the special teams one.
So it was Lewis and Jones and then DJ Foster were all the kick returners. Burkhead was the extra protector in the backfield. We know Slater will be involved. Matthew Slater, the special teams captain, will be involved in that position at some point when he comes back healthy. He also wasn't practicing on Monday against the Jaguars. So there's a lot to there's a lot to pick up, a lot of little nuances, something to see. But you know, I think what we have is I just don't know how teams are going to defend the Patriots. I mean, if Brady is going deep to Brandon Cooks because no one's covering Cooks, and then when they do make the adjustment to cover him and Gronk is on his game and you got Chris Hogan and then Edelman. You still got Julian Edelman, who I would say Julian Edelman struggled a little bit in practice.
Well, he had a decent practice.
But I mean, he's Julian Edelman. I'm not going to – I mean – Julian Edelman has proved it for long enough that I'm not that worried about Julian Edelman having a down practice. I just don't see how you can defend this Patriots offense with the weapons that they have. A healthy Tom Brady, even if Tom Brady's not healthy, I think Garoppolo will be just fine in that role. He obviously won't be Tom Brady, but he's going to be something special with all of those weapons surrounding him. I think you're looking at the unstoppable force. So, Soda Pop, this is your chance. You've promoted your YouTube channel in the past. No. You want to promote your Instagram?
No.
No? You want to promote your Snapchat?
No.
No? Okay. So, Soda Pop, for the first time ever, not going to participate in shameless self-promotion. Do you want to promote your Xbox?
No. I mean, it's your account.
Oh, it's my account. That's right. Yes, if you're playing the real Pod Vader on Xbox Live, you're most likely playing against my son, Soda Pop. All right. So, that's it. Unless you got some, you're about to say something. I'm wrapping it up. I'm about to throw to Landry Jones.
What? Wait, who's Landry Jones?
He's the backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Does anyone really care about him?
No, of course not. That's why he's closing out our podcast every show.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, there you have it.
Next week will be next week. Today I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to go back home and hang out.